Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And it is so wonderful to be able to share these few moments with you as we begin this Tuesday morning together. Today, we are in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 23 through 40. Here, Jeremiah says that God will restore the people of the southern tribes of Judah and bring them home. And God promises to make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah, putting the law within them and writing the law on their hearts. And God's saving words for us as we begin this week together are justice and peace. So let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning at verse 23. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, "When I restore the people to their land, they will once again say in the land of Judah and in its towns, 'May the Lord bless the sacred hill of Jerusalem, the holy place where he lives.' People will live in Judah and in all its towns, and there will be farmers and shepherds with their flocks. I will refresh those who are weary and will satisfy with food everyone who is weak from hunger. So then people will say, 'I went to sleep and woke up refreshed.' I, the Lord, say that the time is coming when I will fill the land of Israel and Judah with people and animals. And just as I took care to uproot and pull down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to demolish them, so will I take care to plant them and to build them up. When that time comes, the people will no longer say, 'The parents ate sour grapes, but the children got the sour taste.' Instead, those who eat sour grapes will have their own teeth set on edge, and everyone will die because of their own sin. The Lord says, 'The time is coming when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the old covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt. Although I was like a husband to them, they did not keep that covenant. The new covenant that I will make with the people of Israel will be this: I will put my law within them and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. None of them will have to teach a neighbor to know the Lord, because all will know me, from the least to the greatest. I will forgive their sins, and I will no longer remember their wrongs. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Lord provides the sun for light by day, the moon and the stars to shine at night. He stirs up the sea and makes it roar. His name is the Lord Almighty. He promises that as long as the natural order lasts, so long will Israel be a nation. If one day the sky could be measured and the foundations of the earth explored, only then would he reject the people of Israel, because all they have done, the Lord has spoken. The time is coming, says the Lord, when all of Jerusalem will be rebuilt as my city, from Hananel Tower west to the corner gate. And the boundary line will continue from there on the west to the hill of Gareb, and then about Goa. The entire valley where the dead are buried and garbage is dumped, and all the fields around the Kidron Brook, as far as the horse gate to the east, will be sacred to me. The city will never again be torn down or destroyed." And today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, where the Lord says, "I will forgive their sins, and I will no longer remember their wrongs." And so, again, God is acknowledging that Israel failed in keeping their part of the old covenant. But God has a new covenant. And it's not that they're going to have to memorize these long passages of Scripture. His law, he says, will be written on their hearts. That means that they will just be so in tune with God that they will be by their very nature obedient to his will. Beloved, that's where you and I need to be. That we would be so in tune with our Heavenly Father. We would be walking so close to Jesus, guided so precisely by the Holy Spirit, that it would just be our nature to be pleasing to God in everything that we do. Amen. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, thank you for being my God and for your law, which is now written on my heart. Open my heart and mind to your word that I may live each day in accord with your will. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we're going to take a little trip over to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, where Moses delivers his first speech to the Israelites who are preparing to enter their promised land, taking a great big step back in time long before Israel had betrayed God and fell away from his purpose. We're going back to the very beginning. And so, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you.